everybody. Welcome to another Octavarius podcast.
Oh, sweet. Take that, Clorman.
Gotcha. With me today, starting from my very left,
it's Brian.
It's Lauren.
It's Tens.
It's Mark.
It's Gustavi.
And we're once again here to bring you another fine Octavarius podcast. You may notice a little difference in the sound quality. I'm trying out a new effect. This is the AM radio effect, so it's going to sound like we're on AM radio.
Oh.
So the next jam we're going to play is this little band that played like a week ago in the quad. They stand for being green around the area, and their biggest message is, you know, if you get a six-pack, just cut up the little plastic thing. That's it.
What kind of shit?
1, 2, 3, 4!
College radio,
they're on AM? They couldn't even get an FM station?
Nope.
Wow, that's a first for me.
College. Every college can get FM now.
I know, I get the Loyola radio like when I'm going to work. And even in Displays, like, I think I get it.
Yeah. But
it's way right of the dial.
What if you're applying to college? Should I have done like a thank you for tuning in to Jesus Hour. We're going to talk about Jesus and how great Jesus is.
They
1, 2, 3, 4!
Like on AM radio, it's like sports talk. Now, like old AM radio was music. Now it's like sports talk, and then it's news, and then it's Christian channel.
Yeah.
And then the like a little bit of like symphonic music, which
and like
I feel like if you enjoy symphonic music, wouldn't you want to hear it in stereo so you could hear the layers of.
No, I'd want to hear it like real lo-fi and like kind of sounding like garbage, but not really.
Call me crazy, but you know, I actually crazy. Enjoy certain oldies albums that were recorded in mono in the original mono.
Wait, I know what AM has that FM doesn't. Radio Disney.
That's right. I know that for some reason.
Yeah.
How did Disney not get enough money to get FM?
I don't know. My girlfriend in high school when I was a freshman, she worked at the short-lived Disney Quest. That was I had actually never went there myself, but she worked there for a while, and like it was from what I was told, like awesome. Like everything was cool and really expensive. Like,
yeah.
Thought like, why don't they have an app? Like, why don't they just buy Q101 and just change it? Q101, the local Chicago radio station, alternative station. Why don't they just change that to like Hannah Montana station?
Disney probably had enough foresight to realize that there's not that much money in radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's smart.
Like it.
What we're recording.
It's kind of
fun stuff for the radio. The internet is great.
The internet is great for radio because there are only like, you know, 9 or 10 stations to listen to, and this is one of them.
Yeah,
this is the station to listen to.
Like, I'm always amazed.
101.
I'm always amazed by like the brashness of DJs in the modern era, because like DJs, you know, 30, 40 years ago could be brash and cocky because everybody fucking listened to them. Like Steve Dahl did the. You know, the disco demolition at Comiskey.
I just saw something about Steve Dahl on Facebook, I think. Like, he's putting out a new album of his, like, best stuff.
Yeah, I think I heard that. Have you, my dad is a longtime Steve Dahl fan. He's been listening to his radio show for decades.
Yeah,
he's gotten me kind of hooked on
Staple.
Yeah, he's gotten me hooked
on Rock 135 when there was Rock 135 in Chicago, and then he moved to.
He was on.
Those
on the loop. He was most recently before they knocked him off the air. He was on Jack FM.
Yeah.
Really?
For a little while. Yeah. Doing like morning show.
Remember that? Remember Jack?
They're great. There's some great Chicago DJs. Like we have Dick Biondi, the oldies guy. I fucking love Dick Biondi.
Oldies 104.3.
Well, now it's 94.7.
Yeah.
But Dick Biondi, like I love when he does the intros to like certain songs. He'll remind you that he's that old, and he was there, like, when it came out. Like, he was at the party at Paul McCartney's house when Mick Jagger burst into the party and said, We just finished recording this amazing fucking song. You got it. Well, he didn't say fucking on the radio.
He might.
He's like, yeah, we just recorded this amazing song, man. You got to hear it. And he puts it on the reel-to-reel at McCartney's place and puts on Satisfaction.
Oh, wow.
And whoa. McCartney was furious.
What's funny, though, is I think he got back at him because I believe shortly thereafter at Mick Jagger's birthday party, McCartney walked in and was like, oh, hey, I have this new song I just want to try out on everybody. And he just shut the party down and played Hey Jude.
That's awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, Dick Biondi says, like, yeah, I was there when he brought this in. And then, like, as the song starts playing, Biondi is one of those few DJs that will still go over the mic and be like, da 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 da. And, like, you want to hear the song, but Dick Biondi wants you to know he's still there. So I don't care. But I care that he's there. I like Dick Biondi.
When I was, in 6th through, 8th grade, my mom used to drive me to grade school, and we used to listen to Man Cow in the morning.
Man Cow Muller.
When I was in that age, I loved Man Cow, and I was like, fuck it. Because I listened
his
to him.
Morning Madhouse.
He was Rock 103.5, and then he got taken, and then Rock 103.5 went away.
Yeah, that
and
went
then
away.
He moved to
Q101. Yeah.
And then I was hooked. And then my mom made a switch to Howard Stern, This was around my junior year where I was driving myself. So, but every once in a while when I had to get a ride with her, we would have to listen to Howard Stern because she loves him. And I, at that point, just hated morning radio. I just hated radio in general. I just wanted to listen to my music. Because, man, music is, God, high school, you just don't understand me. Only the music.
Go get it, man.
The music gets me, man.
Get it, man.
Put on my headphones and just escape from the world.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
How many of you guys actually listen to radio?
I do.
Like rock radio, not talk radio. Because I'll listen to talk radio.
I would only listen to rock radio.
I don't have any other way of listening to music in my car to and from work except for the radio.
Really?
Yep.
There was only one instance in the past couple of months that I've listened to radio in the car that isn't NPR BS.
Uh-huh.
It on 94.7. Which one is the drive?
The drive is 97.1.
97.1.
The drive.
The drive. The drive. Every once in a while they'll do their the drive A to Z.
I like the drive live at 5.
Drive live at 5.
It's all
cool.
Live.
Yeah, they'll play a couple live songs in a row. But the A to Z thing is epic because they'll start. I think they started at midnight on a Monday, and they just started playing their whole catalog. Whatever was first in the alphabet, they just started playing, and they didn't stop until 12 days later when they finished with the Z's.
I've listened to the A to Z.
It's really cool because if you know a lot of music, if you're familiar with a lot of songs that they typically play, it's really kind of fun to guess the next song in the lineup.
And Q101 does something, and I don't listen to radio. I have an iPod thing in my car. I just listen to my music.
That's because we live in 2010.
Yeah.
And some of us.
Radio is for chips.
The only time I gave Q101 a chance was when, a few years ago, they, were like, you know what, we're losing all our viewers, we're going to go on shuffle. So they were like, we're just going to shuffle our playlist, which was bullshit. They didn't do that. They did it for a month, and then they kind of started pushing new songs on you.
They played five Tears for Fears songs in a row by accident.
Yeah. Well, they do something really awesome at the end of every year.
Tears for Fears, whatever.
Well, they played Shout Thrice.
Well, they
it all out.
They do top songs of the year, every year that they've been around. And it'll throughout the whole day they'll be these are the hits of 1992, 1993. And it's awesome to just, I'll be like, I'm just going to listen to the radio today, because today's year is 93, and In Utero came out, and Weezer's Blue album was just coming out, so I'm going to hear that stuff.
That's a really cool idea.
Mambo Number 5 come out?
99, almost positive.
I can't wait to hear 93.
I'm sure.
We got to wait a whole fucking week.
I'm sure Q101, the alternative rock station in Chicago, will definitely play Mambo
they
Number 5.
They played Eminem, man, when Eminem was big.
Well, Eminem, but Eminem was,
and they played Daft Punk.
But they wouldn't play
Part of the first five.
It was huge, Brian. Huge.
Just like the Bond song.
Oh, yeah. Bigger than the Bond.
Bigger.
When I do, in fact, listen to the radio now, it's really, because since I have an iPod, I really only will listen to, like, news, sports talk, or, like, NPR. And then, like, oldies. That would be about it. It's just stuff that I don't have on my iPod.
I see. That's the thing. I have everything I need on my iPod because I'll just do podcasts. If I don't want to listen to music, I have like a crap ton of podcasts about comics and movies and like all this stuff, and I just listen to that.
But I like current news, like current talk, like that day.
No, I don't feel like downloading that morning.
That's what the internet's for.
But I don't have an iPhone or an iTouch. I don't have that. That awesome stuff.
You're not living in the future.
No, I'm not. I just have an iPod.
I listen to sports talk fairly often,
and it's amazing how awesome these guys think they are. The other day, Tommy Waddle, former receiver for the Bears.
Former receiver for the Bears.
He works for Fox in Chicago, and he also works for the NFL Network. And he was doing interviews for his ESPN radio show, and he was interviewing Devin Hester. And he and Hester were having some fun back and forth, whatever, you know, radio bullshit.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, you know, the great parties that Hester gets to go to for the Super Bowl. A, because it's the Super Bowl, and B, because he's Devin Hester, and C, because it's Devin Hester in Miami, because he went to the U.
Yeah.
You know? And Hester was like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna have some awesome time. So Tommy goes, yeah, you should, you know, why don't you bring me along? And Hester goes, yeah. So what's your name again?
Damn.
It was like crushing.
He's fucking Devin Hester.
Tom Waddle. That Devin Hester did not know who he was and did not really care and thought that he was just like joking around with him. He honestly believed that he was going to be able to go to these parties. And to be honest, I am a casual listener, so I'll probably catch like maybe 10-15 minutes, you know, every other day.
Okay.
In the past week, there have been jokes about that every time I've listened.
Here's something fun. Because this was always really cool for me. Have you guys ever gotten on the radio and, like, gotten your voice to, like, record?
No, I have a funny story, though. I was listening to the radio, Drex, on 135. Yes, I listen to Kiss FM.
Kiss
in the morning.
What year
is it, Lorne?
They're still around, man.
I know they're still around, but I thought there were just flies buzzing all over Kiss FM in the past, like, 8 years.
Lorne the flies.
Waiting for it to die.
They're pretty popular still.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, Lauren.
Okay, so my funny story is that I turn on the radio, and just as I turn it on, I hear, oh, and hi, we're hearing from Megan in Bloomington, Illinois. And I'm like, oh, Bloomington, you know. And it was, from what I could tell from her voice, my best friend talking about doing a home porno, and I was very disturbed. And I called her up. I was like, did you call 103 Kiss FM or whatever this morning, like, talking, saying that you're from Bloomington, but you're actually in Chicago now? And she was like, how'd you know? And I was like, damn it!
Whoa!
Scandalous!
Sheesh!
Scandalous!
Talking about filming a home.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And then it happened again. I heard her.
Was she giving, like, tips?
Well, it was just was like crazy
first
stories
you
about...
First you gotta get yourself a camera.
It was
then
actually, yeah, they have
She was like, I did it quite successfully.
Well, yeah, and then somebody caught her, and that was the whole funny story.
Was it you?
Oh, wow.
Anyways, and she was on for a long time. They really liked her. And then I caught her another time on the radio. I've heard her, like, 3 times on
Drex. She's on radio.
So you have never been.
But no, but I vicariously lived through my best friend.
We
used to do the my own radio station when I was little with her, when I was younger.
So why don't you call with her?
I should, except I don't have weird porno stories.
Maybe get some weird porno stories.
No. Yeah, make some sex
tapes.
Yeah,
make
sex
tapes.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I have to make a sex tape.
I've called a few times, and the one I got was actually for Eminem on Q. think it was Real Slim Shady.
Yeah.
And but QAnon was just getting calls and calls every, like, just all day, every day to play the song. And the station was like, no, we're not going to do it. And DJs were like, listen, you guys want to hear the song? Just I want everyone to call in today. And I want as many calls as we can today. If you guys really want to hear the song, QAnon, call today.
Or alternately, buy the album.
And then hopefully we can now. We can convince the boss to get him to play. So I was one of the last ones to call I think they were still doing the 8 of 8. Like they did the top 8 songs of the day or something.
Yeah,
like
top 8 of 8. This is like what? Dude, help me date this. This is 2002? Is it 2001?
I feel like it was earlier.
Wait,
Real Slim Shady, that was his second album.
That was off the Marshall Mathers LP. Was it?
That was like 01.
Was it?
Yep.
Well, then it must have been another song. Because
yeah.
I remember where I was, and I was still living with my mom and her ex-husband.
Maybe it's My Name Is?
It might have been My Name Is.
That was his first song.
Yeah, but I don't know if it was that early because I didn't really care about it that much. It might have been like
none of us have future devices
that
could
look
this up.
Beep, 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 future device activate.
Yeah, I feel like, okay. Well, either way, whatever song it was, I was one of the last persons to call, and for the number one song, he was like, okay, you requested it all day, and they just played a compilation of people requesting to hear it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, they play, like, it was just like over and over again, people going, I want to hear this song. I want to hear this song. And because I was one of the last ones to call, I was like the last one that they recorded.
Nice.
So I was like, that's me. Awesome. Yeah. And then that's
what did you say? Did you say like why you love that song?
No, it was probably like a TRL thing. Like, I want to hear the Eminem's new song because it's a great song and it should be played like anywhere, at any station. Because I was an idiot.
Is that how you felt?
Yeah,
you,
I guess.
That was, by the way, in 2000. May of 2000.
Which one?
The Real Slim Shady.
That might have been it.
So you guys missed TRL.
Shut up, Lauren. God damn it.
I love TRL.
Wait, well, what are you talking about now? Because the show changed over the years.
Well, when it was in its prime,
is it still on?
It's gone now?
Yeah, it's been gone for over a year.
Get the net,
you
Mark.
You just missed Boy Band.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I remember
Lauren just misses Boy Band.
There was one episode of TRL that I caught because they played The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
I
thought that was pretty cool.
I still think Carson Daly is at his best when he's hosting a music type show.
Yeah.
Where he interacts with bands.
Yeah, I wouldn't like Carson Daly hosting a show where he paints.
but
hi, welcome to Pain with Carson Daly. We're gonna use
like,
that today.
Know,
nice,
I mean,
soft blend.
It was not Carson's fault that those bands were popular at that time.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he did a good job, and the show wasn't terrible. But over time, you know, I watched it when it first started in '97,
mm-hmm.
and it got really repetitive and annoying because it was every day.
The same.
And it really was just them playing the full videos at first. And then they'd have, like, just a little window box come in, and it would be like, hey, it's Dave, and I work in, you know, Wasilla...
Culver's.
Wisconsin. Yeah, and I want to hear, you know, fucking Backstreet Boys. I want it that way, because they rule. Woo!
But that wasn't 97. But in 97, that was all it was. And then they would play the whole damn video. And then every once in a while, they'd have, you know, like, hey, it's Sheila from, you know, Rochester, and I love the Backstreet Boys. And then, like, after the first month, they had to realize that it was repetitive and obnoxious. And then everyone would knock them for not playing the full videos. So it's like... what do you do with that show?
Well, I liked the interviews that they did, and then they started to do fun games with the stars.
But,
interacting
the premise of the show is you're requesting
the
top 10 videos
of
the day.
Well, I felt like as they got down towards, maybe not the number one, because sometimes they didn't have much time for the number one, but when they got closer to like 3 and 2.
But shouldn't the number one get
played? Yeah, I know, right?
Well, what they would do normally is play like the beginning of 3 and 2 and then cut those off early.
Yeah.
And then they would play the full number 1.
Well, most of three through 1 had been on there for like weeks.
Yeah, and anytime they premiered a new video, you would see the entire
Yeah, I guess the premiere of the new video worked, yeah. But
otherwise they just have to remind you that it exists, I guess.
Yeah.
So, well, on MTV back in this day, they played music videos all the time, so it's not like you couldn't catch.
In 97?
Yeah.
Not 97.
No, not 97, not at all. Even then, I was still complaining about how
they didn't get it.
That's why I loved MTV2 when MTV2 first
came out. Yeah, which came out in, MTV2 came out in, like, what, 99?
Well, it was made available to most of America, because wasn't it a Canadian thing first?
You're thinking of the Fuse.
Yeah, that was Fuse.
Which is awesome.
Fuse and Much Music.
Yeah,
I thought
were
one of those was bought and then turned into MTV2.
No, hold on, everybody.
No,
Fuse and Much Music still exist. You can watch them on cable or on your satellite.
Okay.
Beep, 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 boop. Time to use technology.
Processing. It looks like MTV2 was originally known as just M2 until the first quarter of 1999. M2 began broadcasting on August 1st, 1996, MTV's 50th anniversary, with Bex Where It's At being the first video to
air. Wow, 96?
Blah, 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 blah. It just started out called M2 in 96. And then in 99, they switched over to MTV2.
Yeah, but I didn't get MTV2
until...
Is
this
50th
anniversary?
15th,
sorry.
Oh, 15th. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, MTV started in 81.
That's what I thought.
But I was like, maybe it was like something totally different.
Yeah.
In, you know, like 1946.
Television killed the Bonneville Star.
I wonder how much it costs to play the videos. Because you know, they say that doing their own original programming and their reality programming is cheaper and more profitable.
Well, that's way cheap. Does that need really nice cameras?
Really dumb people.
Dumb people who you don't really see that often.
But how does that cost more than running essentially a video radio station? Yeah. But wouldn't you make it available for free to the station to play because you would want people to see it and hear your music?
I agree.
Not bigger
for promotional?
Yeah, but I mean, on the
I mean, I don't know how this works.
Trying to make money, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, small bands do it for free, but, like, big acts charge a little bit.
I'm sure if you're signed to a label will work out some deal.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't cost for a radio station to play a song, does it?
No, not usually.
Yeah, so then why would MTV?
Maybe they just have, like a broad license to play a certain type of label. Because I know labels have a big deal with that, and just bigger conglomerate companies, where they will say... Hi, we're Viacom. This is our band, Nickelback. We would like you to push them as much as you can.
Yeah.
We will give you all these songs here, but we want you to play Nickelback as much as possible.
Ugh, Nickelback.
Have you guys seen the Facebook page that says, like, can this pickle get one?
Yeah, yes. I joined it after I joined the, what's the other one?
Twilight.
Get
Betty White.
The pickle can get
If there's a pickle that can get more fans than Twilight, and the pickle that can get more fans than Nickelback... And I'm also, for some reason, part of the booming Betty White on SNL page, which, when I joined, was only like 200 members, and now there are over like 500,000 or something like that. It's fucking
Everybody
nuts.
Loves Betty White.
I don't get it. I don't want her on SNL.
If I may cut you guys off for just one second, Lorman has the lead.
Oh, bye.
But seriously,
bye, Lorman.
Get the fuck out.
Now get away from my microphone.
Got her.
Nice one. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Betty White.
I don't know.
What a bitch.
I like Betty White.
She kicked my cat.
What has she done for me lately?
Thank you.
What has she done for anyone? She's a commercial at the Super Bowl.
Oh, good.
I was way too not sober.
I DVR.
Hang on, I'll
watch it.
Beep, I'll boop, boop, find boop, out boop. What else Betty White's been up to.
Beep, boop, boop, boop,
technology. What's bad?
She won a Emmy.
What sucks is I've got on my iPod Touch. I'm using a Wikipedia app, and it's
Wikipedia.
No, I have something called Handy Wiki.
Wikipedia's awesome. I love it.
I like this one. This one works fine.
I have Handy Wiccan. It's just gives me Wick, where the, like, Wiccan tribes are. Fucking does not help me at all.
The only problem with this one is it saves. Well, it's nice. What it does is if I search for, say, the Marshall Mathers LP or Betty White, it downloads that whole page onto Wikipedia and it stores it on my hard drive, so then when I'm out of Wi-Fi, which I often am on my iPod, I've still got that whole page loaded up.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Cool. Although that eats up space.
It eats up space, but I'm sure it's not that much.
Probably.
The dumb thing is, I've got everything I've ever looked up on this is now saved here, shamefully.
Cached.
Yeah, so like if you look
at catch or cached.
If you look on my on my handy wiki front page, I see I've got the pages for Betty White, MTV2, Marshall Mathers LP, just from today, and then I've got like Dubai, John Madden of ice hockey. I don't remember searching for that. Martin Sheen. Mashed potato.
Why did you have to look up mashed potato?
Tell me it was because of the dance.
I think it was because I have mashed potato and
mashed
potato parentheses disambiguation. So I think that's what I was looking for. And then I think around the time I was taking that Jeopardy online contestant search test, I also saved in my hard drive every province of Canada. Because I didn't know anything about Canada, and I figured, you know what? I'm going to learn about Canada. It turns out, haven't bothered, because it would be boring.
Take that, Canada.
Oh, what if we have a Canadian listener?
I'll say probably Hugo.
The go, common Canadian name, Hugo.
Go drink a bag of milk!
Fucking got him.
What?
Nailed him.
They don't drink bags of milk in Calgary and Alberta.
In Saskatchewan.
Dude,
they do.
You know they do.
They don't drink bags of milk.
Need
in
I wiki bag of milk to verify?
First wiki bag
Vancouver,
o milk.
Montreal?
Bag o milk.
I'm not gonna.
Fucking.
No,
wiki.
Bag of milk doesn't.
I'm gonna wiki bag of milk.
Saskatoon?
And see if I get a Wiccan tribe.
Oh, the bag of milk tribe.
Oh, the bag of milk.
I mean, that's at least the common perception is that they drink bags of milk.
They
milk comes in bags. Well, my common perception is.
Is it like leather pouches or what's
yeah,
that?
What kind of bag?
I haven't done clearly I haven't looked
but
at any
of your
so
perception.
Let's
so
be honest, guys.
Like
obviously,
if we went to the United Center,
uh-huh.
If we went to the United Center and checked on the amenities for the Blackhawks and the visiting team, do you think bag of milk would be a common?
I don't know. You
milk?
Think the visiting teams often request milk?
A lot of them.
Bag O milk.
Well,
all we have is jugs of milk.
I'm only saying Tins, because you say that many Canadians enjoy
nearly
milk in bags. Well, many hockey players are Canadian.
Fuck
therefore,
you.
By the transitive property,
May,
nearly
you.
Every hockey player drinks milk out of a bag.
That is Canadian.
I'm going to generalize and say all hockey players.
Got him.
Well, there's plenty of hockey players that aren't Canadian.
Okay.
All Korea.
Let me administer a quick test.
They call them?
Have you ever seen a hockey player drink milk out of a carton?
No.
I rest my case.
Despite that being the most specious reasoning in all of
history. Do we ever have milk in a carton in this house?
Well, no.
So that leads me to believe y'all's a bunch of bag of milk drinkers.
What I picture it being is kind of like a boxed wine sort of deal.
But it's a bag.
But without the box. Well, inside the box of wine is a bag.
Like a Tour de France, yes.
Yeah,
so
you didn't know it. You never opened up
I
a
don't
box
drink
of wine?
Box of wine, ever.
Box of wine.
You never saw anybody like with a box of wine?
I had a jug of wine.
You've never been in college and only had like $7?
Why would you?
No,
those Tour de France.
I've always had a job. I buy myself a nice bottle of whiskey or vodka.
You call them Tour de France?
Yeah, so you just chug whiskey or wine all night. Francia. It's called the Tour de France.
I wonder if Lance Armstrong ever did a. I wonder if Lance Armstrong ever did a Tour de France.
I have dealt with wine vomit before. It's my first apartment. It was Jason. Jason was a roommate of mine before.
Who vomits wine?
Dude, it was gross, man. We
had like several wine
bottles. We had a bottle of Grey Goose. We had a bottle of Grey Goose and a 30-pack, and there was just like four wines, and we just got shitty. And when we ran out of that. We're looking for more booze, and we found some bottles of wine I had for no reason. And so we start drinking that, and Jason decides to finish one bottle on his own.
Super.
Yeah, So I woke up the next morning and my white carpet that was in my living room, about 40% of it was purple because of
blind. You know what that is? That's the tannins.
Yeah. My roommates at college, they played beer pong with wine, Franzia wine.
You know what? I think I've been forced to play wine pong at one point or another.
Probably with those same people.
You know what? I think it might have been at fucking Fight Club.
Really? I remember that night. That was a crazy night. That was upstairs. That's when you know it's crazy, when it was on the second floor and they're fucking playing.
I've never been to the second floor of that house.
It's okay.
I only heard about, like, the satin sheets in your room.
I didn't know that was
in
Skyler's room.
Yeah, I just didn't want to use his name, but...
Yeah. No, that's okay.
No, I'll...
He'll be flattered. Skyler Hands. All right. Skyler
Hands. I'll tell you that.
Skyler
had
satin sheets in his bed.
I hope he's listening, and I think he's in Washington.
It's his birthday today.
Today? Yeah.
Wow, what a...
Man. You didn't call.
Happy birthday.
This is probably going to go up in a week, so I hope you had a great birthday.
But seriously, though, you got fucked up, man. You got fucking way drunk on wine.
Well...
the girl.
What? Look, you were talking about the human being that nearly died by... I believe trying to chug two pitchers of beer
and
promptly falling headfirst onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, I remember that now.
I missed that.
Yeah, my friends from U of I, Alex and Paul, were down visiting for, I believe, the whole weekend.
Oh,
and I decided to show them a good time. What do you mean you missed them? Oh, I was going to say, like, what do you mean you missed them?
I was there.
Man. I didn't just go to Fight Club for Skyler.
I thought you guys were friends.
So
hey,
anyway,
there's a Robert right there.
Hey, Tans.
Tans.
Tans, what's up?
So,
fuck you, Tans.
So we were...
this is a little lax, though.
It's a little
But, I mean, we were at Fight Club, you know, showing them a good time.
Fight Club is my apartment, or my house.
Yeah, I suppose we should clarify.
It's not an actual fight club, but it's what we call this. Like,
and Alex and Paul were trying to prove their worth, as they should have, and they definitely did prove themselves, because between the two of them, they each had a pitcher of beer within several minutes, maybe? I don't know. Skyler sees this feat of manhood, and he decides to one-up, two, three-up them. By filling at least one pitcher.
Up.
I'm pretty sure it was two. I could be wrong.
I think it might have been... It was one pitcher, but he was very drunk at this point.
Yeah. And I mean, he was downing the pitcher by himself, and it was practically chugging it. So he drinks the entire pitcher of beer. I believe he shouts in triumph, something along the lines. And then he proceeds to drop, like, a fly onto, the stoop. The corner of the stoop
Club. Killing himself by
Did he get stitches?
No, because the way it was, where he fell on the ground. But had he fell a half an inch to the left or right,
it
would have
been
his head would have hit concrete.
Like where three lines meet, it would have been at that very corner.
Wow.
And he bit his tongue, and he bit
And
so his mouth was bleeding.
Almost off.
No, it wasn't off. It was fine. I mean, he just. Chunky bit of he was bleeding in the mouth, and then he had a giant fucking golf ball on his knot on his head. Doesn't remember most of it.
Thank goodness.
Well, I got a question for you fellas, because I've had this, you know, maybe not this exact experience, but I in my experience,
here we go.
When you have a friend visiting,
yes,
at college. Or you are visiting a friend at college.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be a college or...?
Only college is this applicable. Because it's the only time where I ever really noticed someone feel pressured to show how much they can party.
Yeah.
Like, who shows up to somebody's, you know, new house or whatever and shows how much they can party? But when you, go to U of I... You want to show them that the people at Bradley party.
Yeah, well, you want to show them, you know what I mean?
We are from fucking Bradley.
The point is true, because, you know, we would go from ISU. A couple of us would go to U of I sometimes for for various reasons, and when we're there, we want, you know, we want to show the people that we're...
Is it so much that you're showing them that you can party, or you're showing yourself that you can party?
I don't know. I don't know.
See, I don't know what it is, but
did you notice that there is a pattern? Like
well, I just think it's a situation of when you're going out somewhere... You know, you're having like a road trip to another school.
It is also, it's a time for celebration as well, because it's a deviation from the norm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have that because I didn't go out of state for college, or out of the city for college. I've been in Chicago for most of my life, but whenever I would go visit Matt or my cousin it was I never really felt pressure to fucking get wasted because I didn't really care. I just didn't want to drink.
Well, you're cooler than all of us,
which
we already knew, but... But yeah, like, I just found that, you know, whenever I had friends visiting, or I visited friends, whoever the visitor was ended up doing something they really shouldn't have, and then they ended up, like, vomiting in a friend's room.
I will say.
Wandering into the women's bathroom and sleeping there. Until some girl has to go take a shower the next morning, and they scream because there you are, you know, sleeping
sounds
in a puddle
like some,
of your own vomit.
Sounds very specific.
I'm just saying, it seems like one of those archetypal.
I will admit to this though. I do have that same experience, but now, because I just about a year ago I entered into the bar industry, working in the bar industry, and now I'm meeting all these bar folks. And these are people who have been in the industry for like 10, 20 years, and I want to be just as awesome as them at drinking. But they've had more experience. So sometimes I'll make an ass out of myself and say stupid things and piss people off.
Like, who could poison themselves harder?
Yeah, basically all it is. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I can drink whiskey on the rocks all night, let's do that. And then I wake up and go, fuck, I think at home last night.
is that a thing? Like, Do insider industry people in the bar industry, you know, just see who can get the most fucked up?
No, I don't. I think it's just what I think they want to do. Like,
when you're in the food industry, the bar industry, you have that disposal available to you. You know, you can you're everywhere you go, you get either half off
like
or in your case,
so
you get
like
free.
Take it into the product.
So, well, it's free if you're not selling it, you know, I mean, why
yeah,
not?
And I'm at the point where I can go to a bar like Under Bar or even Late Bar, and I know I'm guaranteed at least a few drinks on the house, just because I've been there so often, mm-hmm. and I will tip them real nice. But, on the other hand, I feel like I can drink more because I'm getting at least like two or three beers free, and I'm just like, and then I'm like, okay.
So have you ended up like pissing in somebody's
just got
like
Smith
desk
points.
Or something? who did you get Will Smith
from? You, yeah.
Some clarification, perhaps.
I don't even want to.
why don't we edit around this?
I'm not going to edit a goddamn thing.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not going to explain. Fuck it. Ask one of us about it. Will Smith points. It's like 24 hours old of an idea. I think it's
perfect.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
it does have a different face.
Probably go to the octavarius.com in like 3 or 4 days. Someone will post.
It'll be there tomorrow.
But the other thing is, like, when I, let's say, and this happened to me recently too, where I met up with some old grade school friends at a bar, and I was like, I'm going to show them how awesome I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to go there and fucking just drink everyone under the table. And they weren't about that. They were just about hanging out and catching up. And I was like, okay. I realized that's not what they were about. So I stopped my, like, hey, can I get a Powers neat, please? And they're like, neat? What are you doing neat? And I'm like, I drink whiskey neat, whatever. And they're like, wow, that's gross. And I was like, no, it's actually really awesome. You just don't understand how awesome it is. They're like, no.
Just don't understand.
We don't care how
maybe
awesome
you just
it
have,
is.
Haven't reached my tier of cool.
Yeah, like that's how it feels, I assume. Like.
Just haven't leveled up enough.
I think that's pretty funny. Yeah, I don't know. I just always notice that when you're visiting somebody or especially somebody on from another school, you feel the need to.
Well, I notice that when I would have friends come over from home or from out of town at school, that I'd have to babysit because they would, in fact, go crazy. I remember when. Yeah, fucking shit face.
Wasn't that the night I drank the boot?
That was the night we all
drank the boot.
And,
but where I drank too much boot.
Well, everyone
like,
drank
I didn't share as much.
I mean, every time we had a boot, we all drank too much boot.
I remember buying at least two boots every night.
Yeah, like we ended up drinking a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we, I was at Gannon's the other day for the Boom Boom Washington's Gladiators tournament, and, you know, they just go to Gannon's because they've got the sponsorship, and, like, it's a cool time, but at the end of the night, I'm like, man, I wish we could have all just gone to the German place and just had a bunch of boots to pass around the table. Wouldn't
that be much more fun? Except for, like, you know, you don't know who's who, and who has what. So, you know, you don't want to...
You're worried about herpes and shit?
Well, I don't know. I
mean, I guess, but, like...
I guess I'm implying that the people that you play with that aren't us are dirty.
Are skeezy?
Yeah, they're dirty.
No, dude, they're very nice. You've met...
I'm glad you vouch for them, but it
doesn't mean
that they're clean.
Yeah,
I ain't going to drink a fucking boot with them, man.
Nathan's been over here. Tommy and Eric have played with us before. I don't know why that makes them cleaner, that they played with us.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make them clean at all. That probably makes them dirtier than we think.
I'm probably dirtier than you think, Brian.
Yeah, that's probably. Yeah, you know, if I actually probably really put it together, you're probably not clean.
Got him.
You know, wait.
Never mind.
Do you have the Daft Punk soundboard at your disposal?
Of course I do.
We all do.
Man, that's going to turn up terribly in the mic.
I know. Not if I crank the jam.
Well, you'd put it right up to the mic and see how it...
That would...
Oh, keep doing it. Keep doing it. I'm going to join the jam.
They're going to stop listening at this point.
No, they won't.
All right, I'm done. Here in the audience.
Oh. That lasted entirely too long.
So now that you have that soundboard, how close have you come to actually replicating a Daft Punk sound?
I'm 100% proficiency.
You can do it?
Oh, it's only 16 bucks.
Well, you can add the beat to the song.
Yeah,
that's
so what I'm wondering is like later tonight when it's just us hanging out, could you do it?
Yeah. Well, the problem with this is inherently
you need to change the
you'd have to change the tone.
Yeah, I saw the tone changer.
And it's not going to be perfect to the song itself.
But if you could get it close, I would. Like, I think that's a great party trick.
I think it's so long for a party trick, though. You'd have to go through the entire song.
I would.
And
I already lost interest
10 minutes ago.
What's the coolest anyone here has ever been at a party?
The coolest?
Yeah.
Oh. Remember that game we played fucking, whatchamacallit?
Bags,
and we fucking rocked.
There was a party Kasavi was referring to. Is there was this party where we didn't know anybody. It was our friend Mario Speedwagon's friend. His boss was throwing a party.
His legal name.
And so we go to this party that's in Wrigleyville, and we don't know anybody, and they're playing bags, and me and Kasavi already just right away start talking shit, as much shit as we can. And we're like, all right, who hasn't been, who's the top team right here? And then the guy who was throwing the party and his best friend were like, we're undefeated. And we were like, you're our next opponent. Bring it. We had made so much noise about that that people were watching. And we beat them. And we didn't just beat them, but we like fucking beat, like we were getting
part of that
on
is because
board.
Probably you guys made that much noise.
Oh yeah.
Most normal,
were talking a lot of shit.
Most normal humans do not respond well when people talk shit to
them.
They
didn't.
They didn't at all. No.
It's amazing, and especially when someone as loud and intimidating as Castelvi can be to people that don't know him.
But along those same lines, me and Keith were heroes for a night, I would like to think, at least, when we were, for a flittering moment, the best beer pong team in the world. That was when we had won 5 games in a row, and the fifth one was, well, the whole time we had been playing as Tommy's Holiday team. Our gimmick was, when we were destined to lose, we would eyes and our ears and our mouths between the two of us, and then we would throw the ball.
There's no honor among thieves.
But on the fifth game, I think we would just do it on occasion, not as like a last-ditch effort. But on the fifth game, it was certainly a last-ditch effort, because I'm pretty sure we were down to 1-1, and we had already been playing five games, so we said, fuck it, we need to lose. But I end up covering my eyes, and Keith covers my ears and my mouth, or however the hell we did it. We ended up working it, and I sank the cup, deaf, dumb, and blind, wow. And we were heroes, I tell you.
I bet, man, that's huge.
That's bigger than my Kobe.
Which Kobe was
when you, anytime you throw your ball, you just say Kobe.
Oh, and you just
Ryan
had a good Kobe?
Oh, I had a great Kobe once after talking a lot of shit. I think I made a Sobe reference. That's my favorite drink. Sobe! Boom! Lockout. The end. Oh, man.
You said Sobe.
Yeah.
Shot the ball.
Well, first you have to ask your teammate a question that they a rhetorical question. Specifically, mine was, "Hey, what's my favorite alternative drink?" And they'd be like, "I don't know what." And I'd be like, "Sobe," like referring
hey, Mark,
to Kobe
what,
Bryant.
What is the company again
oh,
that
no.
makes Photoshop?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Jens, what is it?
Adobe.
That would be infuriating.
Not quite as cool.
I know.
Because you have to name drop Photoshop.
Well, I've had one, so I was like, how's my favorite, who's my favorite, like, fucking Jedi? Ben Kenobi!
That's a good one.
How would my favorite, book appear in the phone book? Dick, comma, Moby! Really annoying.
Phone book.
Yeah. Wow.
Now I can't recall if I ever like was awesome at a party, because if I was, if I ever did anything that awesome, it was not well sober enough to know what I was doing. But I did do a cool thing one time, and I was super proud of this one. It was the first time I ever hosted our late night show in college. I did like a, it was, we'd hold up like signs on the side of the theater to, you know, let the audience know to boo the villains and cheer for the heroes and whatnot. And the audience, I'd come up with like other things for them to say, you know, that were inappropriate at the time. And for the final one, it said, hot chicks make out with Brian after the show. And,
Yes.
Yeah, and I was so, and I was like, oh man, wouldn't that be sweet if that worked? And it totally did. And this girl came up to me and said, so does the offer still stand?
Whoa!
Suck on my tongue, bitch!
She was a hot chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a hot chick, and she totally made it. So, like, it just made me feel like, man, if you make a sign, you can do anything.
And that's when BWO started making signs all the time for, like, 6 months.
I did, you know, I tried that before when I was in high school. I wore a button to school that I made. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, somebody I knew had a button maker. So
that's the answer to that riddle.
So I made my own custom button because I thought I was that neat.
You were.
And
man.
So I had a fucking button that said, "Chicks dig me."
Yeah, dude.
I walked around with that.
Man, they
do. Not a goddamn thing happened. Not a goddamn thing.
They were too intimidated.
Well, they
could have
dug
they were too intimidated by a button. But if you make a sign.
They call them Skywolves.
That's
hot
why
chicks.
You don't see any people wearing just buttons at a Blackhawks game.
Not
hot
anymore.
Chicks,
right not here. Anymore. Not after the riots.
BWO and his JNCO jeans and black socks.
Oh God, I can't wait until it gets warm enough to wear JNCO jeans again.
Oh man. You know,
or JNCO shorts, I guess I should say.
JNCO shorts are just so
fun. They might as well
what,
be.
What years were JNCOs? Like late 90s?
They
what do you mean,
have
what
been?
Years were
they
JNCOs?
They were Jinko's
FBI.
The year is 2010.
FBI first started wearing Jinko's.
Jinko's were
over a shame.
They were mostly like early to mid 90s, like 92, 93.
Really?
And then they really came on like from 94 to 96. But once you hit 96, you were kind of pushing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I first remember noticing them when I was in like third grade.
Yeah.
So that about.
I'm sure adults were wearing it before that, or like semi adults. yeah, man, like they are such a dumb pair of shorts.
Fuck
idea.
You,
Jinkos.
Fuck you.
They're done with
Jinkos. They're too long to be shorts, but they're too short to be pants. They're not like chinos or capris for the ladies.
They have manfrees. I have a pair of manfrees.
I know. He looks so stupid.
Are you serious?
I do have manfrees.
Could you please wear them? I want to see.
I do. They're like black. That's why I have them, because they're black.
Yeah. I don't get occasion.
Why?
You need black.
He wears them all the time for manfrees.
Yeah. They feel so good.
You get like a nice breeze.
That's like a you're on a rotation, right?
Yeah, I got a rotation. I only got
where
a couple
have I been?
I don't usually wear them out when I was.
You don't wear them out?
Yeah, I just wear them in the house because they're comfortable.
Okay.
Well, I used to wear them when I was when I was bouncing.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Remember?
Yeah. Right.
I was all black, and so okay. I settled that. Settled that over there again.
What
I don't know.
How much time are we doing?
I don't know. We're at minute 52 right now.
It's
cool
not minute
that?
52.
We've been
doing this.
What did you think?
I thought you said a minute and 52
seconds. Oh. Nope. No, we've been going for a while longer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are you sure you're not reading that as an hour 52? Or
How long does it record for?
Well, the battery sign is starting to flash at me, so I'm going to cut us off at an hour. All
right, okay. Cool.
It's an hour.
We should probably open up.
Yeah, you should.
Right. So we reached into our mailbag today, and
are you kidding me?
This. If I can get this open.
You said a big old.
Don't rip the letter itself.
It's a really big letter.
We're not gonna be able to read the question if you tear through it.
You got tape, don't
Robert it? Hughes of.
God damn it!
Or maybe I should open this letter before I.
Right?
Who it's from.
Yeah.
Robert Hughes of Bolingbrook, Illinois says, "Hey, I'm wearing shoes right now. You guys like shoes too?"
Well, good question.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
Was that you guys like shoes too with a period or a question mark?
No, it was a question mark.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to start because I have a big shoe fetish here. I started my shoe fetish when I was in fifth grade, and I bought my first pair of Nikes, because before that it was all Payless, and so when I got Nikes, I was like, I'm never ever going to have shitty shoes ever again. So since that day, I went Nikes first, and then I went to And Ones, which were great shoes.
Oh, I think I had a pair of And Ones.
And Ones
were
great, and then I went to Reebok, then I went to Adidas, and currently I'm back at Nikes, and New Balance.
Hmm. Was anyone else, did anyone else have a Converse All-Star thing for a couple of years?
I still have a Converse All-Star.
I have, like...
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh,
yeah.
take a good look, listener.
Hold that right up to the microphone. So
Ryan
Wolf,
present the
truth. Yeah, I do miss the electric blue stripe. I really wanted to get another, like, electric.
For the listeners at home, his current shoe is not an electric blue stripe. Fuck that joke.
I got tongue tied.
It's just a pair of sweet tigers, man.
I never spend that much money on any article of clothing. Like I realized today for our anniversary,
mm-hmm.
my girlfriend bought me sunglasses, and they're like Oakley sunglasses. And I have bad eyesight, so the eye doctor for like forever has been saying like get yourself a pair of serious sunglasses because
nice.
The you know UV rays or whatever. Can be damaging.
Lord knows, because when I think Oakley, I think Siri.
They get referrals from eye doctors all the time.
That's awesome.
Because they block block out like 100% of harmful light and UV rays and all this other stuff.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
And they had all these like specs on the different sunglasses. And so like the ones I have like literally let in I think like 9 or 10% of potential light. And it's like all of like low light level spectrums, like all this science crap.
What? For sunglasses?
Yeah, well, and like the thing is like I realized that like they're the most expensive article of clothing I own. Like, they cost more than my suit. They cost more than probably everything else I wear put together.
Man, I can't wait till it starts getting more sunny more consistently so we can see you all the time in your future glasses.
Yeah, they're awesome, and I'm very grateful that I have them because they work amazingly, but I just, now I'm, like, paranoid about ruining them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I really, really like to look good, so I will spend way more than I should on anything. Like, I'll buy $200 jeans. I'll do it.
Cool.
Do you think twice, or do you just
swipe and go?
No, you just gotta do it, because if you think about it, you're never gonna get those jeans, and then you're never gonna look as good as you possibly can.
I'm a sucker for kick-ass sunglasses. I like sunglasses, but I still can't find the right type of Ray-Ban Wayfarers that I want.
It's like, that has to be a perfect portion of it.
Yeah, I need to find, like, a pair of Wayfarers that just fit me right.
Man, I never buy a pair of sunglasses that cost me more than $15.
Yeah,
because I almost always know that that's going to be one of three pairs of sunglasses I'm going to have to buy that season.
Yeah.
I lose or destroy my sunglasses way too easily. Although, like, the last pair I paid $15 for, which is usually pretty costly for my sunglasses.
Well, you
and because of that, I've been taking a lot better care of it, because it's all of a sudden, like, it's a big expense. that's two trips to Byron's.
You should consider getting Oakley's, because they are virtually indestructible.
Sounds like Oakley's don't make the big ones.
And they're for douchebags.
I'm a douchebag now. It's the only downside. I actually thought that, like, when we were walking in the store, I was looking at all these great sunglasses, and I thought, like,
man,
I remember last time I heard of people buying Oakleys was, like, in high school, and they were all douchebags.
You know what? I actually really wanted the Cyclops Oakleys.
Yeah?
The Ruby Quartz Oakleys.
Were they single-lens sunglasses?
No, from the movie, man.
No,
from the comic, unfortunately.
Oh, modeled after the ones from the movie?
The exact ones from the movie.
Not his visor. He wore sunglasses.
I know Oakley's not selling a visor.
I thought it was.
I thought you were saying
I
would buy Oakley single lens sunglasses.
I would totally buy Cyclops single lens visor.
Yeah,
totally.
I could be
Cyclops all the time. At parties? Who was that guy over there? He was a Cyclops guy. Fucking my party was awesome. Cyclops came.
But he was just in normal clothes.
He's just wearing it. I mean, it wasn't a big deal.
He didn't have his uniform. It was just
Cyclops.
Cyclops, though.
But man,
yeah,
he had a good time.
Oakley sunglasses he wore in the movie.
You know, those.
I wanted to buy those.
That's pretty sweet.
They're like almost $300, but they were so cool. You know? And then I tried them on a couple of times. They were awesome.
I think they were awesome. Cash Money Millionaire.
What's that you say? You like Cash Money Millionaire? I think it's about time we stop the conversation.
As soon as Cash Money Millionaire comes out, I'm not talking about rap.
So I saw
Cash Money Millionaire. Is it O'Hare once? They weren't performing.
Remember Cash Money Millionaire?
That's Lil Wayne, right? I love Lil Wayne.
He's around.
Lil Wayne was
Cash Money Millionaire. Waving your hands and pistols in the air.
Yeah, he was.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. He was real young. He was like 16.
Yeah, he was like him and who else? It was Lil Wayne.
He tend to rap about all the hardship he faced.
I'm not taking
as a Cash Money Millionaire.
It was. God,
future pose.
All right.
It's gonna be my last fact of the night.
Yeah, it was Lil Wayne, young. No, it was so he was Young Money. The other guy was.
He was Lil Wayne. He was as Lil Wayne then. He didn't have a different name.
But who is the?
Pissed that I'm gonna have this saved on my iPhone.
I know.
Because he's always been Lil Wayne.
Out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Juvenile, B.G. Lil Wayne, Turk, Birdman, and Manny Fresh.
Birdman? Like Coco Beware?
No.
Just like
inside,
Birdman,
it would
fly
Money,
in any weather.
There are two other groups called the Hot Boys and Big Timers. So Cash Money is made up of those two groups. They're like a super group.
Wow.
just in case. I feel like we could go on for a while, but very few people are still sticking around with us.
Dude, I think they all got out of the Daft Punk. That's terrible.
If you are still here, though, you're fucking awesome.
Yeah, seriously, you know what? The first person who comes to an Octavaria show and says, I sat through that whole hour-long podcast, I'm going to let you in for free. I'll pay for your ticket.
And I'll buy you a beer.
LP will buy you a beer.
That's a free ticket and a beer. For those of you keeping score at home.
So, thank you very much, Robert, for
hope that answers your question.
Mailbag question.
About shoes.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Well, I'm glad we addressed it for all
what is it, eight
minutes.
Do the sign-off. What's the sign-off?
Yeah. No, I will do the sign-off. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening. We're going to continue trying to put these out just about every Monday, so make sure you keep checking back. And that's about all we got. This has been the Octavarius Podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.